back here in Inside Agriculture, final two segments. It's going back to disaster. That can strike at any time, and often with little warning. Chad Smith has this about having a disaster plan for your beef and dairy animals.
From fire to tornadoes, hurricanes to flooding, you might have limited time to prepare your operation. Dr. Mark Vanderlist, a professional services veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, talks about a disaster plan and why it's so important.
A disaster preparedness plan is a proactive strategy that outlines how you'll protect your livestock, resources, and operation in the event of an emergency or disaster. For example, wildfires, floods, blizzards, tornadoes, and it could also be a disaster arising from like the introduction of an exotic disease. Having a plan in place, and we prefer to have a written disaster plan in place, allows producers to respond quickly, hopefully minimizing losses, reducing stress both to the animals and the people involved, and protecting both people and animals.
The first step in preparing a disaster plan is to write it down.
Communication, you know, amongst the entire people on the operation, so everybody has a clear idea of what to do. You know, providing enough space for cattle to get out of the weather. Some of these herds are so big that evacuation of every animal from the property may not be feasible, but maybe you can move them to parts of the property, higher ground so they're out of water, build strong sheds and barns and maintain them. Make sure that there's no loose iron. There have been cases of tornadoes where the iron gets ripped off and that flying iron is lethal. Always have some spare feed on hand. Have backup power sources. You need to talk with your veterinarian how we can minimize the effect of this stress on health issues. Make sure these animals are all properly vaccinated.
It's important that producers watch or listen to local weather reports to be able to prepare in advance for possible severe weather. Have a weather app on a smartphone. Certain social media accounts will also send out important weather updates. Dr. Vanderlist says a good plan makes sure you, your family, and your employees are all on the same page when actions need to be taken.
Assignment of tasks, labor plan, who's going to do what jobs. Certain jobs are going to be critical, obviously feeding, making sure the animals get fed, milking. Obviously, to keep this communication, you need good contact information. You know, if a disaster did occur, maybe do some preliminary training on it. You need to have a walkthrough. And then you may need to have an evacuation plan. But to do that, you need to know how you're going to transport them. Do you have access to the appropriate number of trailers or trucks to do that? There's instances where herds have had to move to a different dairy to be milked. You make sure those animals are properly identified.
Have a disaster kit on hand as well.
We've got to remember that in these disaster situations, emergency situations, the welfare of the people is paramount. So they should make sure that their safety is maintained. So items to include would be obviously enough water, at least a minimum of a gallon per day for people, enough food for several days, battery or hand crank radio, NOAA weather radio with tone alert. Make sure, you know, vehicles are gassed up. Flashlight, first aid kit, extra batteries, dust mask, and other items could be needed depending on the area of the country and what disasters are likely to happen.
Again, that's Dr. Mark Vanderlist of Boehringer Ingelheim. Chad Smith reporting.
Thank you, Chad. We'll take one last step aside. This is Inside Agriculture.